Hello there. This is Kevin Emmett bringing you Colin Sanson's report on the guest speaker's presentation at the May 2024 U3A Todmorden members' meeting. The speaker was Chris Helm, who presented So You Want to Be a Pirate. Chris began by telling us how this particular talk came about. Chris had once thought of giving up public speaking after cruise ship audiences didn't like his talks about his local area and his experiences, some walking out during the presentation. His agent encouraged him to stick at it, but change his subjects. A subsequent engagement on a ship sailing for 7 days in the Caribbean Sea went down well after he had created and delivered the talk that we heard today. It was mainly about what Chris termed as the golden age of piracy on the Caribbean seas between 1660 and 1730. Piracy had been taking place for 1,000 years and more, with Romans, Greek and Phoenicians taking part. We learn that Julius Caesar was captured by Sicilian pirates in 75 BC. The prisoner told the pirates that the ransom they had demanded was too low, and they should ask for more. Caesar survived the experience, and the pirates were subsequently captured and crucified. The Caribbean Sea has over 7,000 islands, and Chris asked the audience how many pirates they thought would be operating in the Golden Age. The answer was about 4,000. Women pirates also existed at the time, but only around 40 of them, and not all in the Caribbean Sea. Chris mentioned one woman, Jiang Yi So. She operated in the South China Sea and was in charge of 20,000 other pirates. The average age of a pirate around this time was 24, and the pirates averaged 2 to 3 years of service. The backgrounds of the pirates were varied. Some were disenfranchised sailors from the British Navy, who were not well treated, escaped African slaves, American Native Indians, and criminals on the run. Chris spoke about more things we associate with pirates. The black eye patch, which we see in films, particularly older ones, doesn't always mean that the wearer has lost his eye. The crew members spent much of their time on deck and in bright sunlight. Below deck was a very dark, almost black area. The patch might well have been to protect at least one of their eyes. Pirates are often depicted wearing gold earrings. These could have been to sell, if the wearer died, to pay for their funeral. Chris said that there are pirate graves to be seen on the south coast of England and showed a slide of one near a home at Whitby. Films about pirates began early in the 20th century, but Errol Flynn's accent in productions such as Seahawk was a mixture of Irish and American. Other pirate films were made, and the same accent was used in them until 1950, when Robert Newton played Long John Silver in Walt Disney's Treasure Island. The actor used his own Cornish accent, which replaced Errol Flynn's for many films that followed. Privateers is another term we might have heard in relation to pirates. These were ships and crews that were authorised by Britain to attack any ship on the high seas, as long as they weren't British ones. Part of anything stolen would be payable to the British government, and the privateer status would be withdrawn if privateers attacked British ships. Captain William Kidd, a Scottish privateer, is one of the very few pirates that buried their treasure. It was buried on Gardiner's Island, near to Long Island in New York. Lion Gardiner, the island's owner, subsequently dug the treasure up as Captain Kidd didn't come back for it. Kidd was hanged in 1701. Piracy was almost worldwide around this time. There were Barbary pirates from the coast of North Africa raiding villages and taking slaves to sell in Turkey and North Africa, around 1.25 million people. They were active until the 19th century and took the whole population of Baltimore Island as slaves in 1631. Chris told us that the most successful pirate in terms of money, known as booty, was Captain John Bowen. His booty was valued at £170,000 in his career, the equivalent today of $40 million. He was one of the pirates featured on chewing gum cards known as Sea Raiders on sale in the 1930s. Pirates also captured whole ships. Captain Bartholomew Roberts, known as Black Bart, took the most, 470. A more familiar name to us, Blackbeard, regarded as one of the most ruthless and fierce pirates, actually killed only one person himself. Captain Henry Morgan was a privateer and a slaveholder, but this is not mentioned on the labels of rum bottles which still bear his name. Some of what we thought we knew about pipes was covered by our speaker. Walking the plank is an invention and never took place. Pirates followed some rules when aboard ship, examples being no card playing for money, lights out at 8 p.m, and no fighting with each other. The punishment for killing shipmates was to be tied to the deceased and thrown into the sea. Deserting the ship was punishable by death or marooning. Keel hauling was last recorded as being used by Dutch seamen in 1853, when miscreants were punished by being tied to the rope, looped beneath the ship, before being thrown overboard and dragged underneath it. Davy Jones's locker, the term used when a ship sinks with the crew aboard, is possibly connected with the story of Jonah and the sea monster, or the whale. Pieces of eight, sometimes heard from a parrot on a pirate's shoulder, in films at least, was 2 centuries old in the Golden Age. Christopher Columbus had discovered silver on Caribbean islands around 1492. Coins, called pesos, were made from silver and were very valuable, so they were cut up into pieces, 8 from each coin, so small items could be bought and sold. The pieces were known as bits and are still part of the value of US dollars today. The most well-known female pirates are Anne Bonny and Mary Read. These women dressed as men and were together on board ship. They were said to be as fierce as the rest of the crew, but when captured, both said they were pregnant. Chris reminded us that piracy still exists on the seas today, Somali pirates for instance. But why did the Golden Age end? Peace between warring countries came about 1730 to 1740, and the new allies joined together to resist and eventually overcame the pirates, some of whom we learned much more about in this highly entertaining presentation. A vote of thanks was given by Fiona Ryland, who touched on her own 5 years of experience of working on cruise ships.